Hello and welcome to the Extreme Improv Podcast. I am your host, David Stansky, and this is episode 2 of our very exciting new podcast show. Performing on today's show is myself, David Stansky, is Rachel Jane making her Extreme Improv debut, and making his podcast version debut is Angus Dustergear. So, even though this is episode 2, it's actually a very special edition of the show. And the reason for that is because other than the intros that you're hearing from me now, all of the material you're going to hear was recorded in the United States of America whilst we were out on tour there as part of the San Francisco Improv Festival. So just to explain what you're going to hear, whilst we were backstage waiting to do our live show, we decided to record a sneaky, cheeky podcast version of the show, but we didn't get a full podcast's worth of material. So, and you'll find out why, and I'll explain when it gets to it, because it was quite funny. But after that, as a bonus for all you amazing people, we're going to include clips from the actual live show that we did for the American audience, which is very cool. But it's not going to be a recording of the whole show, because as you can imagine, some of the games we were doing got quite visual, and that doesn't really work well on an audio medium like a podcast. So bear with us for this very exciting show. Without further ado, let's get on with the show. Rachel, can you suggest to us a well-known film?
Titanic.
So this is within Titanic. Everything we say has to be questions only. We've got 2 minutes. We may be interrupted, just because as we're doing this recording, we're in the green room here at Piano Fight, because we're about to do the San Francisco Improv Fest. But this is Titanic, questions only. Here we go.
Why, Jack? Why?
Can I ask you something, Rose?
What?
Do you really love that man?
What do you think I am? Some kind of whore?
Do you want to jump over the edge of a boat?
Wow, fuck. No. Well, if I didn't, why would I? Why were you there to catch me?
Would you believe that I was considering jumping myself?
Why am I not surprised?
Will you take your clothes off?
Do you think you're the first man to ask me that question?
Is the Pope Catholic?
There's a bear shit in the woods.
Does a phrase that... Oh, shit.
Well, why? Why would Cal treat me this way?
What's that white thing over there?
Who was in here before us?
Can you see out the porthole?
Did you know I'm short-sighted? Did you know I'm almost blind? Who are you?
Haven't I introduced myself?
Who are you? Who are you? Who do you think you are?
Would you believe my name is Jack?
Have I met a Jack before?
Did you just feel a big crash?
What was that?
Have you heard of a thing called an iceberg?
Did you not know I went to Oxford?
Is that an icebreaker?
Are you proud of yourself, Jack?
Will you die with me, Rose?
No. Why do people say the door was big enough for two people?
Would you believe that they're annoying people on the internet?
What are they called?
And that's 2 minutes. Ooh, good stuff. Okay, so now we're going to do another question battle. And this time it's going to be for Angus and Rachel. So this time I'm going to put you into the world of Jane Austen. So, you are in the world of Jane Austen, and there is a secret about to be revealed. Here you go.
Have you heard about that man over there?
Mr. Darcy, why are you looking at that man?
Does he not attract you?
Why would you ask me such an inappropriate question?
Have you looked at his area?
Do you not even know which area you should be looking at?
Look at... Have you looked at my glasses?
Have you got glasses on now?
Do you think I'm a fool? Do you think I don't know how to put glasses on? Did you not know I wear glasses to look at that man's private parts every day?
Did you just drop your bonnet over there?
Do you think you're clever? Do you patronise me?
Mr. Darcy, did he know that you're meant to be very arrogant?
Don't tell me! Would you tell me what I am?
It's not quite a question.
Who do you think I am?
Mr. Darcy, didn't you just tell me that you were Mr. Darcy earlier?
Did you not know I'm undercover? Are you not part of the spy organisation?
Are you really Mr. Bingley? Have you really only got 5,000 a year, not 10,000 a year?
Would it impress you if I had 20,000? And not just 20,000, 20,000 rupees. For I am a Puerto Rican spy.
Do I look like I'm only interested in your money?
Are you not one of those whores?
Do I not look better than one of those whores in my little bonnet and
dress? Are you fishing for compliments now?
Shouldn't a man give me compliments all the time?
Who says I'm a man? Did you just assume my gender?
How many identities are you going to have?
Do you think you can tell me how to do everything? Did you not know I'm a Puerto Rican spy working on 20,000 rupees a year? Sent to infiltrate Mr. Darcy's private parts?
Did many people know where Puerto Rico was in Jane Austen time?
Where have you been all this time?
Don't you know that I sit in my library?
And that is 2 minutes. Well done, guys. I don't know who won that, but we'll figure it out later. So, excellent stuff. So now we're going to do another scene, and this is going to be an alphabet scene for Rachel and myself. And Angus, can I have a suggestion of something upsetting?
Brexit.
Brexit. So this is going to be a scene about Brexit, and we have 90 seconds. Can I have a suggestion of a letter of the alphabet?
F.
So we're going to start at F, nice loud voices, and go back to F within 90 seconds. Here we go.
Farage, why did you try and push Brexit on us?
Gordon Brown told me to.
Harold Wilson knew better than this, and he was a rubbish Prime Minister.
I don't know what you've been hearing about this Harold Wilson type, but I'm talking about politics.
Just a minute, I was talking about politics too.
Kiss ass, that's what you want to do, isn't it?
Lick your ass is what I'd rather do, Nigel.
Margaret Thatcher used to do that to me before she died, and I did that to her after she died.
Nigel, that's really inappropriate.
Oh well, it's all politics, isn't it?
Politics, politics, politics. Whatever now.
Quit your day job and go back to being a slag.
Right, that's told me where to go.
Should we do a nice Brexit or a hard Brexit?
To be honest, I think you'd rather have a hard Brexit. I'm not quite sure why you're asking me that, Nigel.
UKIP would know exactly what to do if you ask me.
Very well, do a hard Brexit then.
We might, or we might stand around talking about it for 3 or 4 years.
Xylophones might be difficult to import with a hard Brexit.
You'd love that, wouldn't you? You want to waste the people's money on xylophones.
Zebras are a better way to waste the money.
Are we really going to talk about zebras and xylophones, or are we going to get to the real point here?
Brexit is all about xylophones and zebras. You should know that.
Canada. Now, there's a country we can take a note from.
Don't suddenly talk about a country outside of Europe.
Europe? There is no such thing as Europe in this modern European Union.
Farage.
Stop.
Oh, we sort of...
Technically made it.
Yeah, we technically made it, but we weren't paying attention to the time.
It worked.
Okay, so, cool. Now let's say Angus and me. We're going to do a reverse alphabet scene. Rachel, what would you like us to do it about? An aspect of America, perhaps. We're in America right now.
Well, there's a poster up there of a man with his fingers on his nipples, so I think something to do with that would be quite cool.
Dad, cool. Okay, and can I have a suggestion of a letter of the alphabet?
P.
P. So we're going to start at P and reverse back to the letter P, and here we go.
Poking my nipples really is the cherry on the cake.
Oh my god, that is so hot.
Now, have you ever tried it?
My nipples need your fingers.
Let me show you how to do this.
Kiss them first, you know how I like it.
Juicy! Juicy, juicy.
I need to tell you something before you do, though.
Have at it!
Get closer.
Fine.
Daniel Day-Lewis is a favourite nipple of mine.
Come on, DDL! Mine too!
Bullshit, you're bullshitting me!
Ah! I had you, didn't I?
Zeus, I pray to Zeus, you're embarrassing my nipples.
Yes, well, that's what I do best.
Xavier, I need to tell you something else about your nipples.
What is it, William?
Vagina is a better description of your nipple than nipple.
Uvula is a better description of the nipple than a nipple.
Tits! I want tits, not uvulas, not vajays.
So, that's what we're doing. Tits! You're so sexist.
Racist, not sexist. I, only...
Question, what's the difference between racism and sexism?
Please, allow
you
me to explain.
I think we made it.
Did we?
Yeah.
Booyah! I'm glad you didn't have to keep going. Whew,
that was a weird scene. Okay, so let's play some Just a Minute. So, Rachel, you're going to start. Angus, can I have a suggestion of a well-known character from fiction?
That would be Jack Sparrow.
Jack Sparrow from Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah.
The Pirates of the Caribbean, as our American friends out here may call them. So, Jack Sparrow is scared of something. What is he scared of, Angus?
That his treasure's been infected.
Okay, Jack Sparrow, you're scared that your treasure has been infected. You're trying to get to the end of 1 minute without repetition, hesitation, or deviation. And because this is extreme improv, we will not allow repetition of even small words on this podcast version. Here you go, Rachel.
My treasure is the best possession in the world. It's... hesitation.
Freeze, hesitation. Oh, Rachel, you challenged yourself, so you get to...
I get to go again.
Continue on, so here you go.
My infected treasure is contaminated with Ebola, which is problematic.
Is.
Because...
Oh, no, incorrect challenge. She said is an it.
Oh,
Rachel, 26 seconds in, here you go.
Is problematic because that causes some significant distress to the whole ship of pirates. When you are out at sea and there are no bathrooms nearby...
Hello. Hey. So I think Rachel won that one. We will explain this noise in a little bit. Hello.
How are you doing?
How are you doing?
Thank you.
Yeah, oh, British.
With those guys.
You heard about us.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Well, I just heard that there was a non-San Francisco team that we were performing with.
Yeah. And then you would have weird accents.
Yeah.
Well, that's what we thought about you guys.
I know.
Yeah.
I just turned off the Great British Bake Off. That's what I was watching.
I've never watched the Great British Bake Off.
I know.
It's like the gentlest television show on
Mary there. Berry's not hosting it anymore.
No,
it's
not.
It's
short
hair.
But she kind of says the same stuff.
Yeah, you don't notice it.
Interchangeable.
Okay, so just to explain what's happened here, Chesterfield, this improv group from San Francisco, interrupted the podcast. It's not their fault. We're not assigning blame. We're just feeling the love in the room because they didn't know what they were walking into. But that does mean we got interrupted. And so going by where we were interrupted, I can now announce, and she isn't even aware of this, but Rachel Jane was still talking, and because it was the last game we did as part of the podcast, that means that Rachel Jane actually won the Extreme Improv Podcast Championship. So well done, Rachel Jane. So, as I promised, the bonus material is now coming up, and you're going to hear a bunch of our improv games that we played in front of the live audience in San Francisco. Enjoy.
Lots of noise from you. Now, in case you cannot understand from our accents, we are from England. Anyone here been to England?
Yes.
Anyone here from England? Yeah, yes. Anyone here, anywhere from not America? That's not good English, I'm sorry. Right, anyone not from America? Where are you from?
Australia.
Australia, right? Woo! That's sort of English. Right, okay, so we're Extreme Improv, and we are a short form group, and we're going to play lots of improv games from you, but we're going to need lots of suggestions of things from you. So just to get the ball rolling, can I have a suggestion of a place of work?
Starbucks!
And a couple of others, just...
Goodwill.
What's that?
Goodwill.
I don't know what that means. Right, okay. Can I have a suggestion, perhaps, of an emotion?
Angst.
And can I have a suggestion of something to celebrate?
A birthday.
Okay, cool. So we've got the ideas. What we're going to do to begin with is we're going to play one of our games, which is called the Single Syllable Survivor Match. Everything they say has to be words of one syllable. So, for example, they can say hi, they cannot say hello. They can say Dave, they cannot say David. Do you get the idea?
Yeah.
Right, it's going to be for these two performers. When someone goes wrong, one of them will be swapped out, and so on and so forth. Can I have a suggestion now of a place of work?
Google.
What's that?
Google.
Okay. So, a two-syllable word. Excellent start. So, this is a scene set in Google. Angus and Rachel to start.
Is this the place to work?
What place do you mean?
G-O-O-G-L-E. You know.
Goo.
Go.
Ah, that place.
Where's my boss?
Whose boss?
My boss.
You don't have a boss.
Do you work here?
No.
Why are you here then?
I'm on...
You're the daughter.
No. You go.
Me?
Yes. Come here.
No.
You're fired!
Fired.
That's a single syllable word! Go on then, Angus, you're in. Fuck you!
Me?
Yes.
Why?
Because I'm the boss and...
You're mean.
Say that to my face.
Talk to the hand. Face ain't listening.
Ain't listening.
Listening. Oh.
My mum would be so proud if she weren't dead.
I killed her.
You're the one.
Yes. I run the net, so I have all the stroke.
Did you kill my dad too? And my bro and sis?
Was I supposed to?
Well, it's what I paid you for.
It was you?
It was.
So, explain this to me.
Smart.
Okay, and see. Thank you very much. Okay, so, we are going to move things on. Angus, start on stage, please. Can I have a suggestion, guys, of a subject for a dramatic monologue? Like a theme, something to...
Dead pet.
A dead pet. I heard dead pet. So Angus here will have 30 seconds to do a dramatic monologue on the theme of a dead pet. Here you go.
When my pet died, I wasn't born. But I found out that it was a dog mixed with a cat. We called it a cog. And I found this out because my mother poisoned it. And the reason she poisoned it was because she was accused of bestiality by my father. However, it turned out that this cog was only two. And I feel I owe it to my cog to avenge it. But that would mean killing my mother.
Oh, and that is 30 seconds. Give him a round of applause. Now, this game that we should be playing is called Verbatim. And the way it works is Rachel will now have 30 seconds to try to recreate Angus's original monologue as exactly as verbatim as she can. So recreate what Angus just did in 30 seconds. Here you go.
So when I was born, actually before I was born, my cat was a cat and a dog. It was called a cog, and it died before I was born. And then there's something about my mum and my dad and some sort of bestiality thing. And it was all a bit weird. And then I thought, maybe I need to kill my dad or my mum because of this cog that was a cat and a dog. But I don't know which. And it died before.
And that's 30 seconds. Give her a round of applause. Okay, Rachel. In this game of debate and we now take things up a notch. Because I will now have 30 seconds to try to recreate what Rachel just did. I'm not trying to recreate Angus's original monologue. I'm trying to recreate what Rachel just copied from Angus. So give me 30 seconds.
Okay. Okay.
So, before I was born, or after I was born, I had a dog or a cat which was called a cog. And it died. And, or something. How long is left?
70 seconds.
And so, then there was something about bestiality, and it was all a bit weird, or something. And then, it died again.
Time up!
Okay, thank you very much. So, in this game of verbatim, as it always does, Angus will now have 30 seconds to try to recreate my monologue, which was a recreation of Rachel's monologue, which was a recreation of his original monologue. He's not recreating himself, he's recreating what I did. Here you go.
So, when I was born, or before I was born, I had a mum. And she killed my cock. Or something. But the cock was my dad. And my mum. Or something. But this cog gave birth to me.
How long's that? 6 seconds.
6 seconds. But the cog was my cog.
And only 30 seconds, give a round of applause. So, as this always goes, guys, you'll decide who did the best recreation of what came before. So Angus's original monologue isn't up for scrutiny here. It's about who did the best recreation of what came before. So make some noise if you think it was Rachel. Make some noise if you think it was David, which is me. Screw you guys. Okay. Make some noise if you think it was Angus. Ooh, it's pretty close. So the way we're going to settle this is what we call a category battle. So they're going to have to say a category of something in quick succession until someone either repeats or goes wrong. So can someone suggest a category of anything you like?
Colours.
Colours. Okay, so they're going to name colours until someone goes wrong, and they're going to do it rapidly. Go.
Black. Orange. Red.
Green.
Blue.
White.
Yellow.
Indigo.
Violet.
Turquoise.
Purple.
That purple, mate.
We've had purple.
Oh,
Angus,
you
won. Okay. So, leaving Angus and Rachel on stage, they are now going to do a traditional alphabet game. So, the way this works is they will have 90 seconds to complete a scene where each subsequent line of dialogue begins with a subsequent letter of the alphabet. So, can I have a suggestion of something that really annoys you?
Cell phones.
Cell phones.
Unbalanced.
Okay, so, what was that?
Unbalanced objects.
Unbalanced objects. Oh, you're really weird, aren't you? Okay, so, okay, unbalanced objects. So, this is a scene about unbalanced objects.
Sorry for being a spoon.
I love this guy. Yeah, you're great. Okay. I don't know what to say to this. Okay, so this is going to be a scene about unbalanced objects. And can I have a suggestion of the letter of the alphabet for them to start on?
U.
P. So we're going to start on the letter P. This is going to be a scene about unbalanced objects. They're going to try and get back to the letter P within 90 seconds. Now, what I will remind everyone here in the audience is that we are merely actors, so we're going to be pretty bad at our alphabet. So with that in mind, if we get stuck or go wrong, shout the next letter at them. Don't help them beforehand, but when they get stuck... Unbalanced objects, take it away.
Perfectly balanced is the way it should be. What is this?
Quick, I should fall over here.
Rachel, you're useless at this.
So what? I know it's not better always done on one leg. I'm unbalanced.
Totally unbalanced. How many times have I told you need to be balanced?
Unfolding my chair isn't going to help me balance.
Very, very rude. Less of the attitude, please. Balance. Now, up.
Well, you tried standing on one leg for the whole of this scene.
Example!
Yes, that's exactly what I mean.
Xerxes, Xander was better at this than you.
That begins with X.
Xander was better at this than you.
That still begins with X.
Zach was better at this than you.
And finally you found a name that begins with Z.
Bitch.
Calling me, that won't help your case.
Don't give me all that. All I want is a bit of balance, because you're not a spoon.
Everyone has a spoon in this movie.
A fork is what you are.
Go away and make it be a knife then.
How about you just be a good plate and fuck off?
I really need to stand on two legs now. This hurts.
Just do it then. Stop me next spoon.
No, that doesn't mean no.
Look at you now, balanced. Like a spork.
And that is time! Oh, they did try to make it. We're going to move this on. Because they managed to complete that scene so spectacularly and not quite make it, we're going to actually make this harder. Because you guys were sitting there thinking, they said they're called extreme improv, but that was pretty standard. So we are going to take it up a notch. This time, the alphabet will go in reverse. So we will start at a letter, and we will go backwards through the alphabet and try to get back to it in reverse order. So can I have a suggestion? Something that makes you happy this time?
Pancakes.
Pancakes. Love it. Okay, and can I have a suggestion of a letter of the alphabet?
P.
I think we started on P last time. I only know one letter. I'm an American. I'm sorry. I love the vote. No, feel the love. Feel the love. Ah, oh, thank you. Right. You are... No, I mean R. Right, okay. So, we're going to start at R, and we're going to move backwards until we get back to R. Please don't lynch me afterwards. Okay? And
just three, tell us what... two, one, go.
Right. Would you like to come into this IHOP and have a pancake?
Quickly, I'm desperate for pancakes.
Please come over here and get a pancake.
Oh my god, these pancakes are amazing.
No. Aren't you a rude English person?
Maybe.
Listen, we're not going to take your type round here.
Knowing that I'm a rude English person, I'm not sure that's what you're planning to do.
Just a moment. Are you the owner of this establishment?
I might be.
Hello, would you like to have something really yummy to eat?
God, G, that's my letter, G. Go away, I don't know my alphabet.
Fine, I'll go over here.
Every time you just go off and sulk.
Don't fire me, I'm a poor person.
Can I have blueberries with this pancake?
Blueberries? They're my speciality!
And why are you so excited about blueberries?
Zachary, my boss, wants me to be a blueberry in the costume.
Yeah, you look really good in a blueberry costume, actually.
X-Men is on the television right now.
We're going to have to, like, watch it later, because like, these pancakes are just too good to mess.
Very good. What kind would you like?
Vanilla ice cream on the pancake?
Tell you what. How about...
Oh!
What letter did we start on?
R.
Oh, that's very near. Okay, we didn't make it. So, Angus, come back to stage. So, this is going to really go badly. What we're going to do now, Rachel, if you take the timer, is we're going to take this up even more of a notch. Did you like my American accent? Very good. Clap, clap, sorry, I know it was bad. Don't clap me, it was shit. Okay, so, we're going to have 90 seconds, but we're going to take this up a notch further. To begin with, can I have a suggestion of a well-known film?
Pulp Fiction.
Pulp Fiction. Excellent, I've never seen it, you'll have to leave this. Right, okay, so, this is going to be set within the world of Pulp Fiction. So you probably have more American accents, we apologise in advance. And this time we're going to follow the QWERTY alphabet, which is what you find on your phone or on a computer keyboard, yeah? Q-W-E-R-T-Y, get the idea?
Off you go.
Question! Does he look like a bitch?
Really? Get that out of my face!
Every time you talk about Marcellus Wallace, you make me want a burger. Motherfucker.
Tell you what, let's get a burger.
Yes! I agree with that. Now, where is Bruce Willis?
I don't know where Bruce Willis is, but he might be with a Gimp Man, because that's the only scene I've seen for some reason.
Oh, you're the Gimp Man! I always liked you, my Gimp Man.
Undo your clothes, and I will make you a bitch.
Please! Make me a bitch!
Asshole! You already are a bitch! Ha!
Say bitch one more time! I dare you! I double dare you, motherfucker!
Double dare me, motherfucker! I triple dare you, motherfucker!
Well, is that the game we're going to play?
That's not the right
answer. I can't remember the letter. But I'm Sam Jackson. I do what I want.
What? No! We didn't do very well. Give us a shame clap. Right, okay. So, moving things forward. Okay, what we are going to do now. So, we did a monologue earlier, and we used lots of words. Sometimes we used them more than once. But this time, we will not. And I'm going to say, Rachel, you will start this. Can I have a suggestion of a well-known character from fiction?
Willy Wonka.
Willy Wonka. I have Willy Wonka. Right, okay. So, we have Willy Wonka. Rachel, you are Willy Wonka. Willy Wonka is scared of something. What is he scared of?
Rabbits.
Rabbits. Okay. Willy Wonka is scared of rabbits. We're going to find out why from Rachel in a second. But when she does this monologue as Willy Wonka, being scared of rabbits, she is going to speak without repeating any words. She is going to speak without hesitation, which means pauses or going or And she's going to speak without deviation, which means if she is scared of rabbits, that is what this monologue is going to be about. If she breaks any of these rules, we're going to try and challenge her and come in. Whoever is still in control of the monologue at the end of the minute will win. And not only will they win, because this is Extreme Championship Improv, they will be crowned the Extreme Improv Champion. Makes noise. Straight up. So, Willy Wonka, you're scared of rabbits? Here you go.
Whenever I see a rabbit in the headlights when I am driving...
When?
When?
Incorrect challenge. You may continue.
When I'm driving in my car, it terrifies me because they are so small and fluffy, little tails, ears that wave when they hop around. Even just an impression of a rabbit. Oh, rabbit.
Rabbit! Okay, go on.
3, 2, 1.
So, oompa loompa dumpity, don't bring the bunnies near me. They're very frightening. Please, sir, leave them outside of my chocolate factory. Easter is cancelled as of this moment. Charlie Bucket, you can take that flop-eared thing and burn it for all I care. Okay, Rachel, you are back.
3, 2, 1, go.
Rabbits are scary. There is no denying that.
And she made it to the end of the minute. You're out there.
Okay, so we're going to wrap things up here. I really hope you've enjoyed the show today, and we're going to be back to a more normal show for our next episode. So do click subscribe, tell all of your friends, follow us on Facebook at Extreme Improv. You can find all of our social media links at our website, www.extremeimprov.co.uk. Hope you've enjoyed the show, and we'll join us again for some more improv soon.